Yeah, I didn't even hadn't even heard about it, so I actually kind of got it after the fact that it was all minor stuff, and I actually haven't even really talked to him about it.
Killing my story.
Hey, whoever's up is up. You just got to keep rolling.
How impressed were you with the offensive line on Sunday? No sacks and a lot of running game stuff going on.
They were really good. I mean, I think it was one of those things. We went out there with a plan, and it was one of the best just overall executions that those guys have put together. I mean, just understanding what we were trying to accomplish and then doing it with authority. And I thought I thought it was just awesome. It was fun to be a part of.
You went Koyak and O'Shaughnessy on that opening drive. Were those sort of tendency busters on there? Or did Steelers give you something there?
No, I mean, it's one of those things, you know, we always talk about being efficient in offense. And I think the best way you can be efficient is by making the defense have to cover everyone. And I think it's just one of those things, you know, we've had times that we've tried to go after them and utilize those guys, and it hasn't worked out. And this time it just kind of came through, and they made some plays and took advantage of those opportunities. So we just want we want everybody to be a viable option. I think that's always key in a good offensive group.
How big was the fist pump when you see Bohannon completely uncovered?
We were pretty excited about that one. That was one we had worked a couple times, and it was fun to watch. We set it up pretty nicely, and it was something that all the guys really wanted. That's always the best part, you know, as a play caller, as an offensive coordinator, when you put a plan together. And, you know, we always talk about the audition, and every day, every practice is an audition, and it's so much fun when the whole group wants a play and they're all begging for it. And we were down there, I think, twice, and for whatever reason, it didn't come up. And then in that situation, I think everybody, the entire group, the entire sideline knew it was coming. And I think they were just so excited to see it work.
Nate, how much has your relationship with, Blake evolved over this year from the previous two?
Blake and I, we've always been really close. I think, you know, it's such a unique position. It's a unique position in the world of all sports. And I think that, you know, as a quarterback, you have so many people watching you and looking at you, and you need that support person there that understands what he's going through. And I think just over these past, this is going on our third year, I mean, we've grown real close because we've had some ups and downs. We've had some good stats, some bad stats, some good wins, some really bad losses. And it's just been one of those things, you know, he's awesome. And I'm just really lucky to coach him.
The pass that TJ Yeldon has been getting a lot of attaboys from the national media for that because we went through four progressions. Is that a play, do you think, the Blake of 2016 could have made?
I would say that he's definitely progressed to make that more consistently. I think he was capable of it, and he did it a couple times last year, but I think this year he's done it a lot more. And I think that his understanding of the plays and his understanding of wanting to be an efficient quarterback is allowing him to get to that. Is that if everybody's covered 1, 2, 3, they can't cover everybody. And I think that the more he has bought into that and seen that has made him be able to make those reads and those throws. And those are the ones that turn into big plays. And it was really exciting, especially in that critical situation.
What about doing this defense? They give up a lot of yards, but not very many points. What happens to them in the red zone?
I'll tell you, I've had a lot of opportunities to go against this team. And it's amazing to watch them because they're just a well-oiled machine. I mean, they all know exactly what they're trying to accomplish. They all know where their help is. They all know and work as one unit. And I think it's one of those things is they're just a bend-don't-break team. You know, they're an efficient football team that no matter what, they're going to stay together. They're not going to panic. They're not going to get too excited or too low. And I think that's just kind of shows how they play. And that's why they've always been a consistent defense all the way down. And they're just not going to let you score points. That's the goal. And that's the goal of the game. I mean, stats don't matter. It's about wins and losses and who's got the most points at the end. And I think they are the epitome of that on defense.
I think Blake's been so efficient in the red zone this year and so clean.
I think it just kind of comes back. I mean, just as an offense as a whole, you know, I think we've been very efficient. And I think down there, that's when it gets even more difficult. I think he's done a great job studying the game plans, understanding what we want to get, what we want to get done. And, I mean, he's just executed it to perfection. I think that the ability to run the ball, and when you commit to the run, a lot of the time people just want to go down there and throw. And I think that the fact that we have the play action, the drop back, the run, it just kind of lumps this whole big offense together instead of just having one specific thing or one specific guy that somebody can take away. And I just think Blake just understands so much more what we're trying to accomplish. And that's the goal as a coach. The more the quarterback understands it and the more that he's an extension of the play of the coaches, I mean, that's when things start working out well. And that's why, I mean, he's been unbelievable down there. And the whole group has.
Leonard this week with the ankle, any concerns from you, or how's it look? I mean, he just
championship Sunday. Let's go.
He did his best week in months. This last week, was it the matchup? Was it the O line? Was it him?
You know, I just think it's, you know, we challenge these guys, you know, early. I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, Pittsburgh's a great organization, and they're a very, very good football team, very good defense. And just because you have success one week doesn't mean you're going to have success the next. And I think that every week is a unique challenge. And, you know, it was just one of those things. Hey, it was on the line. It was on Leonard. It was on the group. It was on Blake. I mean, all the things that were going on. I mean, people, you know, you just, it's about wanting to do it and understanding what you're trying to do. And when they get that, that's when the offense does really good. And I think that just kind of shows what we've been doing this whole year. I mean, the yards, the rushing, every single thing that we've done up to this point is those guys just being efficient. And when they buy in and they know what they're doing, it's really good. And I think that they just were really good for a long time, all 60 minutes.
Helpful is TJ Yeldon as a third down back to you as a play caller?
Very. I mean, he gives you a really good security net there, and I think it's not as much me as it probably is for Blake. You know, Blake feels really comfortable with him there and feels great with him being able to understand the protections. They work really good back there. You see him talking, communicating. It's really and it even goes with Brandon Linder. The three of those guys, you know, it starts with the center, the quarterback working together, and TJ's right in there. Just the kind of whole communication of those six guys has been really, really good. And the TJ, he'll go in there and he'll take care of some things and go block. He's not afraid, so that always helps.
How much has he grown since those first few weeks of being inactive?
I mean, he's grown a bunch. I mean, he's one of those guys, you know, he's just kind of kept steady the whole time and understands, you know, hey, when he gets his opportunity, he wants to take advantage of it. And the great thing about TJ is every opportunity he's had, he's taken advantage of it, and you're excited about that.